It is one of the credible things that we do on this show every Wednesday afternoon. It's SOTA Money Trends on WWL with Metairie Bank. And Joe Molero is Vice President of MB Insurance Agency. He joins us on the show. Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Joe, great. So much talk about insurance policies and hurricane season. Man, Hurricane Ida not only wrecked things physically, but just seemed to bring to light just so many things that were wrong with just the insurance business in general.
Right. I will say this. I mean, we had hurricanes to 2020 up until Hurricane Ida. Mm-hmm. And if you added them all up and as far as claims go, you total out $37,024,500,000, which is a lot.
Yeah, you know, but when I see all the commercials that are promoting, hey, come to us, we'll help you go to the insurance company and get your fair share. This is a relatively new thing. I don't remember this in the past, and it's interesting that this has come up in the aftermath of Ida.
Right.
Have policyholders always been getting ripped off?
I don't think so. I just think that the claims process took a little longer with Ida. Mm-hmm. They had to pull resources from out of state, claims adjusters, bringing them on in, housing them, making sure they had room and stuff like that. I know. They just had a lot of more claims than adjusters really.
Well, Joe, let's talk about flood insurance because this is something that is like a big topic right now, and people are having a difficult time finding flood insurance.
Well, flood insurance is available through the NFIP, and if you can assume a policy, do so because it's going to be cheaper as a policyholder to do that versus paying the new rate.
So, what advice do you have for people who are searching? Is there insurance available?
Yes, there's insurance available through the NFIP. There's also private markets that actually offer a little more than the NFIP does, such as loss of use. NFIP does not offer that, but private flood carriers do, which is a good thing to have.
What should people be really cautious about when they're getting ready to sign a new policy or when they're talking about a new policy with somebody?
Make sure they have the coverages in place because we learned through Ida and all of the other four hurricanes that came through that some people may have not had the proper coverages in place or fell short on their replacement costs on their homes.
And so, how do you prevent yourself from falling short on what you're going to need to replace your house or whatever?
Yeah, we do what's called an insurance replacement cost estimate. And the policyholders should contact their agent and request to see that because a lot of times those estimates are either over or under. And we actually work with our policyholders and present that to them when we write a new policy and when they renew, we try to get that as well. So I want to make sure they're properly insured.
Joe, do you think the relationship between insurance companies and consumers is going to improve? Because it doesn't seem like it's really. It seems like there are challenges right now between. I'm not talking about MB Insurance Agency. I'm not talking about the insurance company. I'm talking about the main insurance companies that pay, not the individual agents, but the insurance companies that pay. It seems like there's strained relationships there.
It seems that way. I mean, we had a lot of carriers leave the state recently, and three of them went belly up. As recently as June 30th, that was the last date that they had to replace those policies. But Louisiana Citizens made provisions for, and that's the only carrier right now writing in the area is Citizens. They made provisions for Lighthouse, Maison, and Southern Fidelity policies to backdate those policies. Those effective dates of the new policies, and so they're working with us to get all that. And when I say us agents in general,
right. All right, Joe Molero, Vice President, MB Insurance Agency. Thanks for the time and your expertise.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.